Despite uncertainty over the country's land reform policy, climate change and its impact on farmers, the Land Bank's annual net profit sits at over 130 million rand. Gross total loans fell nearly a percent, while the group's transformational loans increased. But non-performing loans have been ticking up as well. And Konehadi Gugushe, who's acting CEO of the Land Bank, joins us in studio now with greater perspective on the numbers and how it affects the development bank's growth moving forward. Thanks so much, Konehadi, for joining us this evening. So the line that stands out is total gross loans dropping back a touch to 45.6, but non-performing loans ratio moving higher from 6.7% to 8.8%. And that, one assumes, a metric reflecting just how tough it is out there. So first of all, is that assessment a fair one? And how concerned are you?
It is a fair assessment, and thank you for having us. It is a fair assessment. The agricultural sector has suffered quite a bit of challenges over the year. We have noticed two quarters of declining growth in the agricultural sector. But there are some areas that really have had persistent drought. And this has resulted in some of those farmers struggling to bounce back. But also part of the impact that we are seeing on our non-performing loan ratio going up is also a base effect. This base effect is as a result of two transactions at the end of the financial year that resulted in a drop of the loan book by about 3 billion. So the combination of the drop in the loan book plus the difficult agricultural conditions have resulted in the NPL ratio ticking slightly up.
Okay, so those are some of the factors you're attributing to the rise in NPL. So how are you managing that scenario, and what's your outlook moving forward? Does it necessarily come with a rise in liquidation?
We are seeing that the agricultural season, the rain season in particular, has shifted. So we are obviously in touch with our customers to consider how do they adjust their practices such that they can be able to maximize the yield that they have. So how do they adjust planting times? How do they adjust even crops that they are planting so that they can have much more better chance of success? For us, managing the NPL ratio really is about getting closer to the customer. Proactiveness, identifying areas of distress upfront, and obviously those ones that need maybe either extended terms or need additional capital, assessing those and identifying them so that we could help them in the most appropriate way.
While you do that, you've got a strong balance sheet that's providing nice buffer. How much being directed to transformational lending that is on the up? It's moved from 12% of your loan book to 17% now.
Yeah. Over the last 4 years, we have really accelerated the growth of our transformation loan book. As you're aware, the Land Bank is a state-owned entity, and one of our mandates is to drive inclusivity in the agricultural sector to make sure that we promote the inclusion of black people, historically disadvantaged people who have never had opportunity to participate on a commercial agricultural scale. So as we are trying to push that, certainly over the last 4 years, we have seen the transformation loan book go up by about 5.6 billion, while the commercial loan book has gone up by 1.8 billion. And I emphasize that this is not a deprioritization of the commercial book, but more efforts being channeled into accelerating the growth of the transformation.
Part of that effort has seen you provide interest rate subsidies for development farmers. How much relief are you offering? Because one wants to get a sense on whether or not that is sustainable.
Well, we do provide affordable or interest rate subsidies because, remember, for emerging farmers, there are a couple of things that they struggle with. One is a lack of collateral, a lack of equity, a need for affordable financing. And with a high cost of funding, our cost of funding is relatively high, we find that then we are not able to advance loans to emerging farmers at affordable rates. So we do give the subsidy.
At the moment, how much of a subsidy?
This year, we gave about 58 million rand in interest rate subsidies. And again, we have to balance this between our own profitability and financial sustainability, as well as then advancing the cause for development. So we are trying to look at different ways of getting grant funding, pooling money from other third-party players so that we could blend it with our own funds so that we can reduce the interest rate that we ultimately charge. But this is the cost of development.
Yeah.
And really, we are working together with other players in the agricultural sector, Department of Agriculture, with a blended finance program. We've received grants from the likes of the Jobs Fund, which we are using again to blend and try and compress this cost of funding for emerging farmers.
Okay, so quite a few levers that you're pulling simultaneously here. Yeah. How do you see expropriation of land without compensation shifting the landscape and your role within it? Because the assumption is that this will throw some of your financial models off, and you'd have to adapt some of your lending criteria as well.
Well, we've been clear in our views around expropriation without compensation to say that this is a policy that has been adopted by government. However, we remain keenly watching how this will be unfolded, because if it has an effect on lenders' rights, then we're going to have a problem. But all indications are that this would be implemented and executed in a manner that does not undermine certainly the banking sector, and if it's done like that, then we don't think that we will be at a disadvantage. What it will do, because remember, expropriation will happen for a number of causes. If expropriation happens such that emerging farmers are then given more land, this will advance the purpose of the land bank, because that's exactly what we are trying to do, to try and expand the participation of historically disadvantaged people into the agricultural sector. And if they can get access to the land at no cost or at minimal cost, it will then certainly advance our efforts.
And very quickly, you feel that your voice is being heard in this grand debate?
Yes, absolutely. We have provided comments to the committee that was formed, and we're in constant communication. Remember, as part of the as a state-owned entity, we've got quite close relationships with the Department of Land Reform, Department of Agriculture, National Treasury. So we do maintain active conversations with all our stakeholders in this.
Konehadi, thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Of course, Sir Konehadi Gugushe is acting CEO of the Land Bank.
Thank you.